You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Denver's already had twice as much rain as normal for this time of year.
Yeah,
I think they said normal's like 3 inches plus, and now we're at like 6.5 inches.
It's very moist. We spent a good chunk of the weekend cleaning up after the hail on Friday. I mean, this place got obliterated by hail. It shredded everything, and it's just everything looks so sad now. Breaks my heart, but yeah, we'll be talking a little bit in trending, I'm sure, about the tornadoes in Omaha. I've got some audio of a guy who I want to play that his life was saved by a convenience store. It's kind of funny, but yeah, just some wicked weather this weekend. I'm over it, man. Give me these 70s.
Yeah. Tell me about your portion control stuff.
The highlight of my weekend was I actually zipped out of here on Friday after the show and met a buddy of mine right across the street at Perry's Steakhouse, which, if you've never been, highly recommend. Extremely fancy. Here's the thing. They've got this special, though, on Fridays. It's a pork chop and mashed potatoes for $19. I posted a picture of it on my Facebook, and it seems like everybody knew about it except me. This was the first time I had experienced it. The thing with this pork chop, though, we both ordered it, is it's massive. I mean, it is like 6-7 inches thick and, you know, maybe 10 inches wide. I mean, it takes up the entire plate. And, you know, you see the waitress bringing this thing out, and we had the most petite little teeny tiny waitress. And to see her carrying two of those out, I felt like a caveman. She was struggling to get it up on the table. Now, it was delicious. Fantastic, Dom. But I felt a little silly ordering that. Once I saw it come out.
Ironically.
Once I saw it come out and everyone's head at the bar, you know, just kind of following it along, and she sets it down in front of you with a knife and a fork and says, give it hell, I felt a little silly.
Yeah. There is some irony there, though, that you felt like a pig eating pork.
Right. Yeah, it was big. It was, but you know what?
I've seen those pork chops. I haven't been to Perry's, but I've seen those pork chops that are super, super thick like that.
Oh, my gosh, it was insane.
I don't even get the appeal of that personally.
Well, because it's delicious, first of all.
Well, I get that.
It was so good.
Do you ever think that maybe restaurants, like I was talking with, I posted something. No, you know, I said something on the air. And a bunch of people texted in, they were identifying, because I was talking about this restaurant down by Lone Tree area years ago, I didn't know if they were still around or not, that they just were ridiculous portion sizes. And people were like, oh yeah, it's Claim Jumper. I was like, oh, that's right. And they're bringing out, do you get the impression that sometimes restaurants just want to be known for something?
That's exactly what this is, yeah.
So even if it's like a vulgar over-serving of something.
We're known for our pork chop deal on Fridays.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They know that a lot of it will go to waste.
I ate the whole thing.
But the average person is not going to eat that.
Maybe not. I mean, at one point I looked over at my buddy and I was like, do you think it would be rude if I gnawed on the bone? It was that good and that delightful. And I was like, I don't think this is probably the place to do that. But
take it home and gnaw on it.
Just take it home and have your way with it.
On your drive home. People see it at an intersection and you look like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah. But you know what? I'll be back. I will definitely be back and get it again. But maybe I'll just ask for a more discreet table because we were sitting right in the middle of the bar area and they brought that out. And we were the only ones that had it.
Yeah. I just wonder about that. I've wondered that before. Like, are sometimes restaurants being... And I'm not saying this about Perry's. I'm not knocking Perry's at all. They're a wonderful place.
I'll be back.
But I'm saying, in general, do you think restaurants are a little bit irresponsible with portion sizes? Just so that they can get people talking? Because it's just been shuffled into a trash can. Well, I'm looking at it from the viewpoint of
waste.
It's just waste. It's food that's just being shuffled into a trash can more often than not.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, they probably got some gold-plated trash cans there because that place was fancy. We sat by the window, too, and it's nothing but Lamborghinis backing up into the valet parking. I'm like, really, at a mall?
Yeah, that Park Meadows valet is funny with all the the super fancy cars that they'll park
was
there.
So like in your face. And we looked nice. I mean, my buddy had a sport coat on and I had a nice dress shirt. But it's like the people that were walking into like a mall area, I mean, they look like they were dressed to the nines, man.
I laugh at that valet there. And I wonder sometimes also if they just get a bunch of those fancy cars and just park them there.
Well, that's what they all do. Yeah, you've got to put the nicest ones up front.
No, but I'm talking about those aren't even customers. They just the
they're on loan from Ferrari of Denver or something?
Yeah, that's what I think, is that they may have some sort of agreement. Hey, bring some cars over so we can attract all the high rollers. I wouldn't put it past them.
I don't know.
In fact, if they haven't thought of that, they ought to think about it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something funny that happened with me this weekend. I had this conversation with my stepdaughter, Zoe. She's a senior in college. Her boyfriend's a senior in college. They go to two different schools, but he's this big Frisbee golf guy. Have you ever tried that?
I haven't, no, but I have some friends that are like really hardcore into it.
Yeah,
like,
it's
hardcore.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. And one of the parks where I go walking every day has got Frisbee golf that winds through the trees and everything else. It's really interesting to watch. But he's hardcore. In fact, they have a team with his university, and it's not necessarily sanctioned, I guess, by the university, but they represent the university, and they go to tournaments all the time. He'll even go out of state. He and his three buddies will get in a car and they'll drive to some tournament for Frisbee golf.
Yeah.
So Zoe was telling me that he's pissed, though, because he doesn't think it's fair that the university provides money from donors and such for things like the robotics club and the rocket club, but they won't give money to the Frisbee golf boys. And I was like, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm not saying that it's not nice that they're representing their university. It's not technically a sanctioned team. It's not like the football or basketball team. But if I'm some donor providing money to a university, I would like to see that money go to the Rocket Club or the Robotics Club or something like that that is providing technology that will benefit humankind, rather than four dudes going out and playing Frisbee golf. And he's like, it ain't fair.
It ain't right.
Like, it's
you're promoting exercise and hand-eye coordination and virginity until you're married.
It's
they're promoting a lot of things. But yeah,
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Rocket Club.
I'm not knocking the Frisbee golf, but the fact that he thinks that the robotics club shouldn't get all the money and that they should just give money to these four guys so they can drive around and throw frisbees. I mean, come
on. Sounds like he needs to start a GoFundMe page or something.
I think so too.
A little donation page.
GoFundMe, Kickstarter, something like that.
Something.
If I was a donor, I would be pissed if I wrote a big check to the university and you said, so where did my money go? Oh, he's got these four guys that go and they throw frisbees every weekend.
Like, what? Did he lay out where the money would go to? Or just them traveling? Is it just gas money?
I don't know.
Did he have a plan? Does he have, something he can present to the school? No is the answer.
It would have to be. I don't know what kind of, costs are involved. I don't know how much special frisbees cost and new tennis shoes every so often. But I guess it would be the travel and the hotel and their food while they go and compete against other clubs at frisbee golf. Get out of here
with
that. What are you talking about?
What a dork.